The average man, whatever his errors otherwise, at least sees clearly that government is something lying outside him and outside the generality of his fellow men. That it is a separate, independent, and often hostile power only partly under his control and capable of doing him great harm. That was H.L. Mencken in his 1925 piece, More of the Same, which I'll link to. Hey everyone, if you're watching this on Friday the 13th, you're getting back-to-back episodes tonight. And I figured rather than trying to cram the rest of the book in episode 30, I'll continue on with the rest of the chapters next week. So last time we concluded what the state is, or excuse me, what the state is not. It's absolutely not an institution of social service, meaning it makes no sense to, and I'm paraphrasing Stefan Molyneux, to give a group of people a gun and half your money to expect them to protect you. We aren't the government. They aren't us. If you used to think that, I was guilty of it too, but it's a fallacy. We can't hold on to that if we're on the search for truth. So what then is the state? Well, that's what Murray explains in the second chapter titled What the State Is, but he starts off with an important reminder. Man is born naked into the world and needing to use his mind to learn how to take the resources given him by nature and to transform them to shapes and forms and places where the resources can be used for the satisfaction of his wants and the advancement of a standard of living. So as a matter of fact, in regards to the world we live in, we can either transform resources or steal them from others. Sure, you can get someone else to steal the resources for you, but that's generally the same thing on a larger scale. That's what government is. But governments don't operate on moral incentives, and they can't because government doesn't have any resources of its own. And back to the original point, there is only two ways to acquire resources, and the state operates solely by the transfer of resources into their possession instead of producing wealth. Now, the state, more accurately then, is a gang of thieves writ large, as Murray would say. Now, Franz Oppenheimer, who was a great German sociologist, wrote the book titled The State in 1908, and it was published in 1926. I'll link to that as well. First off, you got to read this. He was writing this right in the middle of the Progressive Era, and his insights into the true nature of the state, not the ridiculous and cartoonish version of politics that has been presented to all of us throughout our lives, the real version. I'll read you a little quote from the state, and this is in the preface. He said, quote, "By the state, I do not mean the human aggregation which may perchance come about to be, or as it properly should be. I mean by it that summation of privileges and domination position which are brought into being by economic power." So there are only two ways in which individuals can acquire resources, and there's only two ways you can create wealth with the resources. You can enslave others to do the work for you, or you can do things yourself. So in essence, there's the political means and the economic means, which is the opposite of that, and in which people act civil with one another. So another quote here is, "It should be equally clear that the coercive exploitive means is contrary to natural law. It is parasitic, for instead of adding to the production, it subtracts from it." That's the point. Some things are zero-sum games. If government sees the resources and productive capabilities of its people, those things don't magically pop up out of the ground. Technological advances take time, energy, and a division of labor. But in an environment where people are free to live their lives they want to, how they want to, with the understanding that we shouldn't physically harm one another, everyone can gain wealth and produce wealth for that matter. It's only government that can turn a productive work environment into something that resembles a fixed pie. And the second chapter is another short chapter, but I'll finish off with a few points. He notes that the state provides a legal, orderly, systematic channel for the predation of private property. And you'll hear socialists say, "The state is only there to protect private property." And in their mind, they're speaking of capitalists who essentially own capital goods that produce other things and land. But no, history has been very clear what the relationship between private property and the state is. And a common example I use is, when you see a police officer behind you, do you get uneasy or do you get butterflies and feel like, wow, my property's safer? It's rhetorical, but that's the state for you. He touches on the social contract and says, "The state has never been created by a social contract. It has always been born in conquest and exploitation." So when you hear people say, "You signed the social contract," giving them any kind of response at all really will throw them off, unless it's, "Well, you drove on a road here." Still, my response is, "I drove on a road with a ton of potholes and in which Denver fails to take care of the situation. It's been this way for years here, and I can't speak for all the places, but just because there is a tax revenue doesn't necessarily mean there are good roads. Unless the mentality is we should just be happy with what we get." And well then. Now to finish off this chapter, I'll read a footnote from Albert J. Nock, and he was a great writer. Really, really, really good writer. "The state claims and exercises the monopoly of crime. It forbids private murder, but itself organizes murder on a colossal scale. It punishes private theft, but itself lays unscrupulous hands on anything it wants, whether the property of citizen or alien. So in essence, the state has a violence-filled monopoly that bans many activities that itself participates in. Think about these things. Read Rothbard. It'll change your life. See you next episode to discuss how the state maintains its monopoly on violence. Hey everyone, please like, follow, donate, subscribe, and share. Any donations will be used to reach more people.